That meeting between the Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council and the trade unions currently underway. Joining me on the line now is the Director for Workers World Media, Martin Janssen. Martin, it's a big gap that the parties are going to try to, I suppose, narrow as much as possible. How do you meet in the middle if you don't want to increase wages and salaries simply because you don't have taxpayers' money to be able to do that while the unions are demanding a 7% increase? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Africa, and good afternoon to your listeners. Look, I don't think it's a gap that is going to be narrowed. I don't foresee that the parties are going to come together for an amicable solution, unfortunately. The gap is way too big. Also, in terms of the issues, namely, on the one hand, government has got a fiscal crisis, and Tito Mboweni, the minister, is into a heavy program of fiscal constraints and austerity measures on the one hand, and on the other hand, the unions correctly and fairly are demanding the increases. I think we just go back. They were meant to receive an increase last year, which was the third year of the previous round of negotiations and agreement, which the government unilaterally declared null and void. So already the workers didn't get that increase due to them in 2020. And what we're referring to now is the new round of negotiations for the next 3 years, with implementation starting this year, 2021. So already the situation is kind of aggravated by, the fact that they didn't get the 2020 increase. And now there's a deadlock around, two positions which are extremely polarized. Government is advocating and proposing a wage freeze, 0%. And in fact, not only wages or salaries, but also cutting in other areas, conditions of employment. And I don't see how the unions are going to get around that. The problem, of course, there are a few, contradictions or difficulties that the unions have, and particularly the COSATU unions. They are the majority in the Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council, the PSCBC, and as we know, they in an alliance with, the ruling party, the ANC, and this is the problem. So the union leadership are not keen to advocate, let's say, for industrial action, strike action against the employer, which in this case is the government, on the one hand. On the other hand, it's also very difficult for public sector workers to go on strike. Many of them are essential service workers. But also there's the public pressure. I mean, how do nurses and doctors, for example, or even policemen and women, go on strike when they are almost or virtually an essential service, and especially during a pandemic? So that's the bind that they're in. So, industrial action or industrial pressure is very, very remote. So that lessens their bargaining power. And it's no coincidence that, the fact that government didn't stick to its agreement for 2020, that they've opted to go to the courts, and already it went as far as the Labor Appeal Court, which ruled against or in favor of government and the wage freeze. And that case is now going to the Constitutional Court. I can't see them getting out and striking a compromise on this one.
And to add to the complications, Martin, we have a situation where local government employees were in fact given the increase in salaries on the 1st of July last year, and some would report that provincial government employees were also given some of those salaries. So why is it the unions are asking that the rest of the public service is not getting that increase? And more importantly, you and me, who have had to either endure salary cuts or stay in the salary that we're enjoying now, we're going to be asking the question, why should they be allowed particularly a 7% increase when the rest of us haven't enjoyed such an increase?
Yeah, that is another kind of, let's call it a political pressure point on the unions and the workers. But at the same time, there are many workers in the public sector, especially in the health sector, which is huge, as we know, who feel that, you know, they've had to endure, sacrifice lives, in fact, you know, because of COVID-19. You know, they deserve an increase. And, of course, they themselves have suffered the impact of COVID, with other family members possibly losing their jobs and so on. But very importantly, I think for the 2020 increase, I think the big problem there that the unions have and workers have was that that is an old agreement, you know, which was struck in 2017, I think. And basically government reneged on an agreement which they had signed. So this is kind of, you know, raising the temperatures a bit and angering the workers that they reneged on a formal commitment. And the unions are now concerned about what does it mean, what is the long-term impact on government's actions on collective bargaining. And that's a very, very big one. And that is actually a constitutional issue as well, you know, where the one party doesn't stick to the agreement that was agreed to, you know, a few years ago and signed off. So that's another big question. And I think we're at the watershed moment, actually. And I think if you look at COSATU, COSATU is dominated by public sector unions. And as I said earlier, there are likely to be political consequences. And I'm not too sure how the union leadership is going to manage this.
Is Minister Senzo Mkhunu, the Minister of Public Service Administration, the right person to be leading these negotiations?
Oh, I'm not qualified to comment on that. Look, invariably, all these government leaders would have qualified advisors. So, yeah, but I think the main line on the negotiations coming from Treasury. And we know for years, Tito Mboweni has been pushing very hard for a, you know, new strong neoliberal policy, cutting back on salaries, fiscal constraint, austerity, etc. And I think that's where the heart of the issue is.
Martin, we watch with bated breath to find out what the outcome of that meeting currently underway between the Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council as well as the trade unions. Thank you very much to Martin Janssen, Director of Workers World Media, speculating as to what might be taking place in that meeting.